Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr. Welcome back. Today, we will pick up where we left off with our discussion from last week. You just speaking the word.
That's great, Will. And if you think about just what you've just said, let's speak about the word of God. So fornication, sex before marriage, is a sin, right? So God didn't intend for it to be that way. We know that was one of the most intimate things he designed for man and woman, was to be intimate together and have sex together as part of their relationship, right? So if we back up, you and I have been through plenty of root cause analysis and training and stuff. So if we get back to the root cause of why is a person in this position to have an abortion, it goes back to the fact that, well, if they had not been having premarital sex, right? If you really want to get down to the basics, and so this is an old-fashioned view, I'm sure is what some people are thinking. But if they're not having premarital sex, they don't get pregnant, right? So they don't have to worry with an unwanted child in the middle of their single life if they'll abstain from that, because God originally designed that for that to be part of marriage, not part of the social circle, not part of just doing it because it feels good, or and I could care less how many people I'm with. And the other side of that is that the men need to step in, as we've learned from, we even had a piece on it this morning from Mark Driscoll. And I've heard this before, that 85% or so of the time, if a man will step up, even though they're not married, if he'll step up and say, we need to take care of this child and raise it, then they will turn away from and move back to say, okay, we'll save the child and we'll move forward with having this baby. So men have a very vital role in this. And the other thing is, too, you have to wonder how many people are never communicated to, how many men are never told that there's a child, that the young girl's pregnant or the lady's pregnant from this interaction or relationship, and then the woman makes the decision, goes off and does it without ever even incurring the conversation with the man, without engaging the man on that piece of it.
Yeah, and I think that comes down to the myriad of decisions and choices that people and how they're influenced regard to the position that they take. So again, if they hold their peers more to giving them an answer to their quote unquote situation, then they will hold true to that, and then they'll go forward. On the other hand, depending on who they're around and what people are influencing their lives, then they may say, this child deserved to live. And so why don't you look into some options and taking the baby to full term and then giving it up for adoption? And I think a lot of women, and I've counsel some who have given babies up for adoption, they said that you can't help but not having a connection to that child. Mm-hmm. So there is a motherly to child bond in the womb.
Yes.
And as a result of this motherly and child bond in the womb, there's this connection that men cannot experience. So as the mother, and you notice, and I'm just going to throw this out here, you notice during football games, basketball game, when a player is out there on the floor, do you hear him say, hi, Dad?
Or, thank you, Dad. Thanks, Mom.
They always say, hi, Mom. They never say, hi, Dad. They always say, hi, Mom. So there's that relationship that's built in there, to where I think the mother and child, if it's boy or girl, yes, it's built in. Yeah. God built it that way. He designed it that way. So I think that's the one of the premises behind it.
Yeah, and one of the things, Will, that comes to mind is that the other argument is, what about the birth defects, that sort of thing, and severe birth defects. And again, the creator of the heavens and the earth is in control of all this.
Absolutely.
And I know this one's things I'm not speaking from experience, but I know people have gone through it, who've had very severely deformed children that they knew weren't going to make it, but they carried it out as long as God allowed them to carry it out. And even some were born and then passed, within a few days or months of that sort of thing, but of the birth. But maybe even years, a year or so later. But I think that's where, if you think, if you're a follower of Christ and you're doing what God's asked you to do, sometimes going through those storms, as you and I talk quite often, there's a bigger purpose behind that. And that purpose could be for your own life. God's preparing you for greater things. You hate to think about this, but sometimes it could be a bigger storm. How are you going to handle it? To lean into Him, not to turn away, but to lean into God. And then the other piece could be that you're preparing, He's preparing you or this person for the one that really needs someone in a very, very difficult time. That you're that counsel, that you're that stalwart person that's standing there strong in faith and strong in trusting God and been through the storm, that you'll be able to share back with that person. So there's so many different things that we miss because we're in the moment, immediate gratification, immediate solution, rather than just letting God do what God does.
Indeed. You know, Roy, and I think before we close out here, we want to mention, you know, the dinner and the man talk dinner and that's coming up and how God is working through the men during that time.
Yes. Thank you, Will. Yeah, we've got a great opportunity coming up, folks. If you're in the area, as Will's mentioned in our other portion, if you're in the Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point area, or if you're within an hour's drive, even in Charlotte, hour and a half, to come and join us on July 28th at 6 o'clock. Dinner's free. We've got Bishop Larry Jackson. Many of you may recognize his name. He's been a speaker with us on several events. He's spoken at Promise Keepers in the past and certainly been a big part of Stand Courageous through the Family Research Council as of late. But he'll be back with us again on Thursday night, July 28th at 6 p.m. for dinner. And we'll have the session start a little bit before 7. So come join us. If you can't be there right at 6, no worries. The dinner is a floating dinner from 6 to about 10 till 7. And then Bishop will be with us from 10 till 7 till about 8:15 or so. It's going to be a great evening. And for those of you who haven't heard Bishop, he doesn't hold any punches. He loves on you, but he shoots straight at you and comes right to you with the Word of God. And Will, I'm sure you know you've been pastoring a long time. He unveils Scripture sometimes that you've read 100 times, and he gives you, God's put the ability in him to just show you something just a little bit different, and maybe just a whole nother depth that you didn't realize was there. But once you see it, you say, "Oh my."
You know, when he was talking about last time he was with us on our last dinner, he was talking about being on one accord.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, that I think is a very good message for the believer on today, is that we are pulled in so many directions by media, by people's opinions, and, you know, through just society at large. And we find ourselves being pulled in so many directions, and we're searching for that one thing that we might agree with within these particular opinions that's being thrown at us. But an opinion is just that. It's an opinion. And if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then that's all it is, Roy. It's just an opinion.
You know, Will, I'm glad you said that, because the other day, lately, I've been waking up with things. As you know, I wake up in the middle of the night, something will come to mind, God's put on my heart, and the other day, we've heard so much about the Republican Party. We've heard so much about the Democratic Party. And it don't matter which news station you turn on, there's something either on one side of the coin or the other. And it was like, you know, as you and I've talked and you've shared with me through the years, and that it really doesn't matter on either side of that. It's really about the biblical party. And that's what just God put on me. It's the biblical party. It's not the Democratic. It's not the Republican. It's the biblical party. And if you're looking at these issues from a secular or worldly perspective, then you need to stop, especially as a follower of Christ. You got to get back into the Word and look at it through the biblical lens as a biblical party. And that's one of the things that's really encouragement to me, Will, and been a big encouragement, and want to encourage our listeners that make sure that you jump in and dive into the Word for every issue that's out there. Boil it down. Don't look at the symptom of the problem. Look at what the real problem is, and then say, okay, is this something God's already spoken to? And what do we know about Scripture? Nothing's new under the sun. Nothing is new. So God's already dealt with it, right? He's already prepared us for it. So we need to be ready to do just that, to step in and look at it through the biblical lens, be part of the biblical party.
Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry would like to invite you to our monthly men's breakfast held every first, third, and fifth Friday of each month. You enjoy fun fellowship in the Word of God as we break bread together. The meetings are held at First Christian Church, 1130 North Main Street, Kernersville, North Carolina. We start promptly at 6:30 a.m. and have a hard stop at 8 o'clock a.m. Come, join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
And I think that's, if we'll do those things, Will, I know that God will honor us and he'll direct us and guide us.
Absolutely, Roy, because the last chapter and the very last verse of Ecclesiastes says that the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. Because this is the whole duty of man.
And whole of course, duty.
And of course, you know, we keep all of the things that Jesus said. We keep all of the things that the apostles talked about. And even though there are things that are in the Old Testament that God spoke through the prophets, kings, and priests to the children of Israel, he still, those principles still apply to us today.
Amen.
Now, we don't have to go and sacrifice turtle doves and lambs and all that because Jesus was the one true sacrifice. But what we do is we take a lot of things that, because the Word of God tells us that the Old Testament was written for our learning and admonition, meaning that we learn from what God did, spoke to the children of Israel. We learn from that. So, number one, we don't make the same mistakes that they did. And number two, anytime when you're learning those things that God has spoken through his kings, prophet, and priest in the Old Testament, and then through Jesus, and then the apostles of the New Testament, we find that all of those things are solidified in one word, love.
Mm-hmm.
It's the foundation and basis for everything we do.
Yeah,
we do it in love. And as Jesus said, if you want to fulfill all the commandments, fear God, do what God said.
Yep.
Keep the commandments. In other words, those things that Jesus said. We're not talking about, you know, going back and speaking about those things that he spoke to the Israelites from. We want to make sure we make that distinction.
Right.
But when God spoke, it's just like those, the Ten Commandments, a lot of what was said there, God outlined through the apostles.
Right, right.
You know, in the New Testament. So you'll find the very same things, you know, spoken differently depending on the situation and the context in which God used that person. It's out there, you know, so we're not abandoning it at all.
No. And what did Christ, many times when he spoke, he said, as it is written, right? So he was referring to what had already been written, what has already been referenced in the law and what was expected. So to your point, the sacrifices were no longer necessary. Christ came and died, the blood washed us of all of our sins. But we still have things we're supposed to be doing, as you just said. We have laws we're supposed to follow. We're not supposed to be running off doing sin consciously and willingly and deliberately because we've got the blood to cover us, right? And that's one of the things I think many believers today have rationalized. Well, hey, I'm a follower of Christ. I'm covered by the blood. So, you know, so if I slip over here and look at this little bit of pornography, it's okay. If I do that once a day or a couple times a week, or if I go over and get drunk once a week, no big deal. And those are things, folks, don't be weakened by the world. You're supposed to be different than the world. So we encourage you to stand strong in your faith and listen to what Will has just shared with you. There are things you're supposed to be doing irrespective of what's Old Testament, New Testament. Old Testament fed into New Testament, New Testament fed back to the Old Testament. It's all interlinked. It all fits. It's all one part of the big book, as we all know. And many people try to prove it wrong, but we know how that all worked out. In fact, many of those folks became followers of Christ in their journey to prove it out as being false. So, hey, Will, it's been really good to see you again, have some good time here catching up, folks.
Well, I want to give our listeners a pop quiz before we go.
Ooh. Right.
Pop quiz to the listeners. And here it is. What book in the Old Testament that Jesus referenced more than any other book? Pop quiz. Now, don't cheat and go to your phone. Go ahead and give it out now, because God is able. And so once you decide in your mind right now, don't look at the phone, don't cheat, on what that book was, then you can send us an email
at info at TAWCMM.com, info@talkum.com. Plus, if you have any prayer requests, please submit those there as well.
Absolutely.
And Will's always looking for new topics from the listeners, that things of interest and things you're concerned about. And hey, if we don't have the answers, we'll go find them.
Absolutely.
And keeping in mind that we're coming at you from a biblical perspective. We're sharing with you what God's taught us through the years and what our scripture says today about the things that are on our heart. And please feel free to reach out to us. And we've had the folks to send some great commentary, some great narratives to us, and we want to thank you for that. And you know, we don't talk much about it, but if you'd like to support our ministry, go to our website, www.tawcmm.com, and there's a donation tab there on the website. We'd love for you to, if you feel free and feel led to support, please do that.
And all gifts are tax deductible
at the moment. Yeah, we hope nothing changes with our
federal government. We don't want to talk about the future. We're talking about right now.
That's right. So we'd love for you to support us. Hey, and we've got one more announcement we'd like to make to you. There, August 25th through 27th, Nikita Koloff, whom is a great friend of the ministry, and we've had him on the show several times, also MCs a lot of our events that we do and speaks at our events. He's helping to hold a conference down in Fort Mill, South Carolina. It's called the Man Up Conference. It's August 25th, which is a Thursday evening through Saturday afternoon, the 27th. There's lodging available there on campus through the center. You can pick up the details off of our website. We've got a link where you can register to this event. And they're going to have a movie night, I think, as part of the night with the men, and just some good fellowship time. Got a great lineup of speakers, absolutely great lineup of speakers. And I'm working off memory here, but General Boykin will be there. The Benham Brothers will be there. Rick Joyner will be there from Morningstar Ministries, who's written, I think, over 100 books. Then let's see who else is there. Al Wood will be there speaking. And I believe Nikita himself will be speaking. And there's one other person that doesn't come to mind right off. But hey, it's on our website, all the information. Feel free to reach out there. And if you got any questions, send us a note. And again, the link to the registration is there. And they also have an info, I think, tab once you get over to the registration if you have any questions and a contact person. But that should be a great weekend. Again, if you can support it and go there, and the cost is very cost effective. I know Nikita would love to have you, and we're just trying to help promote that event as well.
You know, because God is able, He's good, and there is always something for everybody when you come to these events. You know, God has a open a door ready for you to walk through it, and all you have to do is just step out by faith. So just think about that, man. When you come to a crossroad and you're wondering which direction to go, always select that direction that's biblical. And
amen.
You can never, ever go wrong.
Amen.
You might be hated. You might be hunted. You might be discouraged. But if you take the biblical approach, God will honor that. He cannot go against what He said. He honors His word above His own name. That's in the book of Psalms. Mm-hmm. So let God work through you to do those things that He called you to do as king, prophets, and priests of your home, and be that man that can lead and be that man who is a godly man. If you listen to the podcast any, we've explained and shown you how to be godly man, how to witness to a man. It's a little bit different than witnessing to a child. So listen to some of the podcasts that we have out there, and you'll get some good direction on exactly what you need to do. God has established this ministry, and He's working through my buddy and co-host, Roy Jones, to get this thing established so many years ago, and I'm just thankful that I can come alongside.
And Will, it is such an honor to have you, as we've talked many times about how God brought us together. And folks, pray for us as leaders of men, that God will continue to burden our hearts with the things that need to be dealt with, and also to believers in general, that we can address and share the gospel and the hope. Our Father's been so gracious to us in so many ways into the ministry, and we just thank You, Lord, for all that we've accomplished through Him and with Him and what He's done, and we just continue to work and push forward. And one thing to remember, folks, is we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And if you're listening, you haven't made a decision to follow Christ, we just want to invite you to do that. All you got to do is admit being a sinner, trust that Jesus died for you, and he did die for you, and know that, and repent and turn from your sins and let God fill you up with the Holy Spirit and become a new person. And as we close, I'd like to close us out in prayer, Will.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that you've given us on today. And we just trust that the broadcast will reach the heart of some man, woman, boy, or girl to change their life. Mm. We thank you for just establishing Man Talk Radio podcast, and we just commit it into your hands, giving you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise for what you're able to do. We love you today, Lord, and yes, we just ask that each and every man just be showered down with blessings, realizing that all these things come from you. We love you and thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.